This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The city of Altoona may receive grant funding from the state to help improve pedestrian infrastructure. According to the Altoona City Council, the city has received a preliminary notice that it will receive grant funding through Wisconsin's Transportation Alternatives Program. The funding will be used to replace the Spooner Avenue pedestrian bridge over Otter Creek along the trail near Centennial Park. City officials say the bridge was originally built in the early 1900s, and a 2023 inspection uncovered structural deterioration, forcing the city to implement a 5-ton weight limit. The total cost of the project is expected to be a little over $1 million over the next 3 years. The grant funding will cover up to 80% of construction, estimated to be about $710,000. The city of Altoona would be responsible for the remaining cost, estimated at around $380,000. The Altoona City Council will officially vote on accepting the grant and allocating the rest of the funding at its meeting on Thursday. If approved, the grant could be finalized by the fall and construction could begin in 2029. A Ridgeland man is facing felony charges after allegedly threatening a Dunn County school earlier this month, forcing it to enter lockdown protocols. 36-year-old Dustin Rudd was charged with attempted first-degree intentional homicide, attempted hostage-taking, making terrorist threats, and possession of a firearm on school grounds. He's accused of live-streaming threats to shoot children at the school while walking towards it with a loaded rifle. He was taken into custody at the driveway entrance to the school and allegedly told law enforcement authorities that he was ready for a revolution. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is expanding a substance abuse program thanks to grant funding from the Eau Claire County Opioid Task Force. The organization's Sober Strong program had previously sought to assist women recovering from substance abuse disorders by providing things like support groups, wellness resources, and exercise groups. Thanks to over $50,000 in grant funding, however, the Sober Strong program will now be expanded to serve men recovering from substance abuse disorders as well. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin is getting more than $94 million from the EPA to replace lead water pipes. The feds say funds will be distributed through the DNR, and communities can apply based on need and the number of lead service lines. Officials say Wisconsin has more than 100,000 lead pipes connected to water systems statewide. Experts say replacing each service line can cost between $5,000 and $10,000. It's expected replacement efforts will take decades to finish. A former attorney for Donald Trump in Wisconsin is asking the federal government for $3.2 million, saying he was unfairly targeted after the 2020 election. Jim Troupas filed the request under a new fund meant to compensate people who claim they were, quote, weaponized by federal investigations. He points to searches of his email and actions involving his family as reasons for the payment. At the same time, Troupas is facing felony forgery charges in Wisconsin tied to the fake elector case. Prosecutors have not commented on his claims. A new study finds Wisconsin's teacher unions have weakened significantly since 2012, with membership falling faster here than anywhere else in the U.S. Researchers say the decline follows Act 10, a 2011 law that limited what unions can negotiate. The state now ranks 36th overall in union strength and much lower in membership and resources. Backers of Act 10 called it a needed reform, while opponents say it reduced protections for teachers. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers head to Houston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers will be away this weekend. They'll play the Astros at 7:10 tomorrow night. What a happy Brewers clubhouse yesterday, coming back in the eighth inning after going without a hit and beating the Cardinals 2-1 at home to complete the sweep. How did it feel to finally get a save? Closer Trevor McGill.
It means a lot. I mean, every game means a lot. But to be able to, you know, 7-plus innings of no-hit baseball and then got one out like this today, that's just big for the crew.
College football, the Badgers' schedule is out. They'll open at Lambeau Field on Sunday, September 6th against Notre Dame. And then on the Friday night after Thanksgiving, they'll host Minnesota at the Packers' OTAs. The team holding practice and meetings while Josh Jacobs is under investigation for domestic violence.
Well, I know there's going to be a lot of questions about Josh. I'm going to stick with the statement that we put out as an organization and just let the process play out.
That's head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Midsummer weather continues here in late May. Sunny skies expected for today with highs in the low to mid 80s. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the mid 50s. We're going to heat things back up Friday and Saturday. Plenty of sunshine both days, actually right through Sunday with highs in the upper 80s. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.